From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. The NFL lockout is over, and the frenzied roster building has begun. Ahead on Only a Game, the latest offseason moves, including the trade of Washington defensive lineman Albert Haynesworth to New England.
Reading the newspaper in the meeting room, looking at his phone in the meeting room, falling asleep in the meeting room. He was easily the most disliked Redskins player that I've encountered in about a decade here.
Also ahead, what the loss of the annual Hall of Fame game means to Canton, Ohio, skateboarding's rise and fall and rise in the U.S., and an Egyptian squad serves up championship squash in the U.S. Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Maybe the NFL should have a four-month lockout every year. Trades and free agent signings as the stopwatch ran and the musical chairs' music got louder have entertained fans for the past couple of days. And what fun it will be to see which teams turn out to have guessed wrong about whom to retain, discard, and acquire. Like poker players who elect to stand pat, the Panthers, Falcons, and Bucks have all spent lots of money to hold on to their current players. Cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah, perhaps the most sought-after of the free agents, was signed by Philadelphia for $60 million over 5 years. The Eagles also acquired Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie from Arizona. Matt Hasselbeck, 35, is among the veteran and very veteran quarterbacks on the move. Having spent the last 10 seasons with the Seattle Seahawks, he'll join the Tennessee Titans. Quarterback Kevin Cobb was traded from the Eagles to the Cardinals, where he has a $63 million contract, but money isn't everything. Chad Ochocinco got 86th by the Bengals, which may be the best thing that ever happened to him since he's joining the New England Patriots. More about that team's acquisitions later, but first, here's Minnesota Star Tribune columnist Mark Craig speculating on the acquisition by the Vikings of veteran quarterback Donovan McNabb and whether McNabb is a reclamation project.
Yeah, I mean, he falls along the lines of Randall Cunningham came here and had one of his best seasons when he was 35. Brett Favre came here and had arguably his best season when he was turned 40. And go back, you know, Warren Moon was an older, you know, probably in his late 30s, whenever he had some great years here in the mid-90s. So from the Vikings standpoint, it's kind of a win-win. You know, if he plays well enough to play a couple years, that's good. Christian Ponder can sit and learn. And if he doesn't, then, you know, they got the restructured deal, and it doesn't cost them a whole lot to say goodbye to him and start the Christian Ponder era.
It seems to me also that would be something that would appeal to fans. You know, let's root for the team that's giving the old guy another chance.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any stranger than what happened with Brett Favre. You know, for 16, 18 years, he was about as hated as you could imagine at the Metrodome, and came in and, you know, they really took to him in that 2009 season. And, you know, then last year the expectations were so high and the quarterback, the coach, the stadium, everything collapsed. I don't know that McNabb has been embraced. I think they'd probably be a month into the season before we get an idea how it's all going to work and whether or not he's got anything left.
Are fans in Minnesota likely to give him a month? Suppose he has two or three bad games at the start of the season. Is he going to hear a lot of booing?
Well, yeah, but you're talking about a guy who spent 11 years in Philadelphia. The Minnesota fans will be nothing for him.
When a Heisman Trophy winner changes teams, it's news, even if the guy has had to return the trophy. Reggie Bush scored 33 touchdowns during his 5 years with the New Orleans Saints, but he's missed lots of games with injuries. I asked Jeff Darlington, who covers the NFL for the Miami Herald, whether the Dolphins were gambling when they picked up Bush.
Well, it depends exactly what you believe you're gambling on. If you're looking for an every down back, that's a gamble. But if you're looking for a guy who can be a weapon, a real threat, and a playmaker on about 15 carries a game, you know, I think that that's a pretty good move. If you can keep him healthy, he's absolutely the kind of guy who could change a game for you.
You have suggested that Bush was acquired as much because he will sell tickets as because he will score touchdowns. How so?
Well, you know, I'm not suggesting that that's the reason for the acquisition, but I think it will most certainly make management happy. This is an organization that is struggling to sell season tickets. At one point, they even had a day where they had clearance tickets for like $250 for the season. So by bringing in a player that can provide a little bit of hope, and he's very familiar. I mean, look at his Twitter account, 1.8 million followers. I mean, this is not just a football player. It's a full-time celebrity.
The aforementioned Senor Ocho Cinco would be the most significant conversation starter among New England football fans if the Patriots hadn't also acquired the much-maligned Albert Haynesworth, late of the Redskins. Washington Post blogger Dan Steinberg has been chronicling Haynesworth's blunders. When I spoke with him, I mentioned that every account I'd read of Albert Haynesworth's departure sounded the same. Washington had jettisoned Haynesworth, or rid themselves of him, or ditched him. Was there anybody in Washington sorry to see him go?
I haven't encountered a single person. I can't imagine why anyone would have been. He was easily the most disliked Redskins player that I've encountered in about a decade here.
According to your recent column titled Albert Haynesworth's 10 Worst Redskins Moments that took him only 2 years to accumulate, Mr. Haynesworth's teammates have considered him a problem rather than an asset. Why?
There are stories now about him reading the newspaper in the meeting room, looking at his phone in the meeting room, falling asleep in the meeting room, not paying attention, refusing to take notes. I mean, things like that are not going to go over very well with your teammates. But then, you know, there's the on-the-field stuff, too. Like when he, in the famous Monday night game against the Eagles, he kind of went down quickly during one play, and Michael Vick is scrambling around, and his teammates are kind of trying to, you know, run around him as if he's like a roadblock because he's just laying there in the middle of the field.
You've followed this guy's career for a couple of years now pretty closely. What's the likelihood that Albert Haynesworth can turn things around with the Patriots?
That's a great question, and people here are curious, and I think there's a little bit of dread. Bill Belichick obviously has a track record of helping some kind of controversial players, so, you know, who knows? I mean, I'll tell you one game I think he's going to be an absolute monster. I think it's December 11th. The Patriots come to FedEx Field to play the Redskins. I can envision a scenario in which Haynesworth gets 17 sacks and knocks 13 Redskins players out of the game. Obviously, he's going to have, I mean, just a tremendous amount of motivation in that particular game. Whether he can do it for a full season, I don't know. But I think that he's got to be more productive than he was in Washington.
Maybe Haynesworth will be able to stay out of the media spotlight in New England because the Patriots are going to have Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah. It's true. They also have a track record of keeping guys kind of happy somehow, guys who have a history of unhappiness.
Will McNabb be the latest quarterback to rediscover his younger self in Minnesota? Will Bush blossom in Miami? Will Haynesworth show up for work in New England? When has anticipating the NFL season been such fun? Anyone else for annual lockouts?